Hi, everyone. Today is Wednesday, July 1st. I'd like to start today's podcast with an update on new cases of employees testing positive for COVID-19. So since my last update on Wednesday, June 24th, we've had 9 new cases. 6 of those are employees working down at Cape Canaveral at the Strategic Weapons System Ashore facility in Florida in Departments 242, 272, 445, and 972. One employee is based at Long Hill Road, Department 495, and flew on the Cape Canaveral shuttle. The last day of work for all 7 was on June 18th. The remaining 2 cases are employees in Groton, one in the shipyard, Department 474, and the last in Department 453 in Building 88, 6th floor. Their last days of work were June 25th and June 29th, respectively. The case in Building 88 is particularly concerning because that individual did not feel well and still came to work. Now, pre-COVID, many of us came to work when we did not feel well, me included. That attitude is just simply no longer acceptable, and your own personal accountability is a key to ensuring that we keep the spread of COVID out of our workplace. So you've heard me say it over and over again, if you don't feel well, don't come to work. Our positive case total as of today is 77, with 49 of those employees returned to work. The news about the spread of COVID-19 around our country, specifically in the South and West, is a strong reminder that we're still in the middle of a global pandemic. In contrast, Connecticut and Rhode Island are better, and that's because people in our region in general have remained disciplined about taking precautions. I'm increasingly concerned that we're starting to drop our guard. We're all experiencing COVID fatigue, me included. It's getting hot and humid, and we want life to be like it was before this pandemic hit. I understand, believe me. But if we relax our standards now, we're going to continue to see our case rates climb. So please, now more than ever, if you don't feel well, stay home. Continue to wear a mask at work and in public. I think we're getting a little slack there, to be honest. Keep a safe 6-foot distance from others. Frequently wash your hands and use hand sanitizer. We know how to fight this disease, and we know these methods work. Now's the time to stick to it. So this Saturday, July 4th, we will celebrate the founding of our nation. America has been described as the great experiment, a constitutional republic based on the right of the individual to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Never perfect, we are a work in progress, 244 years in the making. The American experiment continues as a beacon to the world because of the freedoms that define our nation. As we're all aware, however, these freedoms are not free. They come at a steep cost. Never-ending vigilance, constant preparation against aggression, and all too often, the ultimate sacrifice borne by our fellow Americans. Throughout our nation's history, we've relied on the men and women of our military to protect these freedoms and shoulder whatever burden that's required. At Electric Boat, and as shipbuilders, we too do our part, designing and building the means for the U.S. Navy to provide that protection, something I'm very proud of. The nuclear submarines we produce are foundational to our Navy's effectiveness and our nation's defense strategy. Through your dedication, skills, and talents, you and your coworkers play an indispensable role in sustaining the powerful and far-reaching capabilities the Navy needs to keep our nation secure. Simply put, what you do every day matters. On July 4th, we'll have plenty of reasons to celebrate, and I know our celebrations will be muted a little this year due to COVID, and we have just as many blessings to be thankful for. So while it's important to discuss the serious issues of the day, and there are many, it's also important to have some fun, celebrate our country's birthday, and reflect on the role each of us plays in helping to form a more perfect union. Please be safe. And thanks for all that you do. Have a great Independence Day.